A very, very blessed Sunday to all. Thank you for joining me in prayer and faith and all that's good with the love of God right here on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion with Scott Borsky. It is December, the first, a brand new month. We don't know what's going to be in this month, but we know who does know. And that certainly is God. So trust that God will lead us step by step through the doors that we need to go through. So December will be as blessed as it can be. I certainly hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you remembered the and acknowledged the exact meaning of Thanksgiving, which is, of course, the giving of thanks to who? Of course, to God. As George Washington wrote his proclamation close to 250 years ago to proclaim that Thanksgiving was a public acknowledgement of the greatness of God protecting this country of the United States of America that was, that is, and that will always be the greatest nation on earth, a light upon the hill of all nations of goodness and righteousness and giving to the whole world. So I hope this weekend is still going wonderfully for you, this weekend of Thanksgiving. But I wanted to certainly remind you that the holiday of Thanksgiving may be over, but please make Thanksgiving a lifestyle, because giving thanks opens the doors to blessings. There are 364 more days other than the holiday of Thanksgiving to be thankful. Let's say that again. Open up your ears, open up your minds, open up your hearts, even if you've had a long weekend and have stayed up much too late. And if you are still away on a little Thanksgiving excursion, please remember that Thanksgiving is one day, but the lifestyle, the challenge of giving thanks is every single day. Make it a lifestyle to you to give thanks every morning that you wake up and every day that you go to bed and any time in between. There are 360 more days that you can give to others. And don't forget that there are so many people who pray for the things that we take for granted. Be the blessing unto others, for as we always acknowledge, sometimes the only God that anyone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So acknowledge what George Washington acknowledged, that Thanksgiving is a day, a daily day of giving thanks to the one who protects us with our freedoms in this blessed country of the United States. You had the freedom to travel anywhere that you want or not this weekend. You had the travel, the blessing of, and the freedom of assembling with anyone that you wanted to over this holiday weekend or not. You had the blessing to pray any religion, any tradition, any culture. And please know there are so many places in this beautiful world that just is not possible. So we thank God for these blessed United States of America. And on that, we all say, Amen. If you will notice, if you remember, it rained. It rained last week, and certainly we needed the rain for at least in New Jersey. There were so many forest fires and other types of fires in locations. We definitely needed the rain, and certainly it rained the morning of Thanksgiving when there were parades, but that did not damper the spirits. And I wanted you to remember that rain in the Bible is a blessing. Every time it rains, it is followed by so many blessings and promises by God. For example, after the flood, the 40 days, it was followed by a rainbow. And every time we see a rainbow, that's a promise to God of God's love to never, ever destroy the world by flood again. So remember, when it rains, know that blessings are coming. The blessings are upon us. Always look at rain as a positive sign from God that here, that here comes the blessings. And certainly, here come the blessings in December. I have the honor of being the founder and the chief bottle washer of a wonderful organization called Synagogue Without Walls. And I wanted to remind you, as Giving Tuesday is coming up, this Tuesday, in a couple of days, is Giving Tuesday. And my organization, Synagogue Without Walls, for all cultures, all traditions, all backgrounds, it's an organization that certainly helps so many on their journey to God, their faith in God, getting closer, that maybe they're not where they want to be in their relationship with God, in their friendship with God. And my Synagogue Without Walls sponsors so many activities and programs and classes and services, and it runs on the charity, the financial charity of others. So on this Giving Tuesday, if you can give any charity a financial need to help support us so we can be stronger than ever in the year 2025, that would be a blessing. So just go on my social media, on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm always posting where and how you can give to my Synagogue Without Walls. And that would certainly be a blessing to so very, very many in greater Philadelphia, in New Jersey. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. One of the activities that I am sponsoring and running in the month of December is a Facebook Live, FaceTime Live. Let me say that correctly so the kids understand me. A FaceTime Live program on Sunday night, December the 15th at 8 o'clock at night, our annual Night of Remembrance. It is always a highlight of the night, the year. If you lost a beloved one, a cherished one in the year of 2024 or years before this year, please join us for the Night of Remembrance for readings, for prayers, for stories about remembering our loved ones, because we know that we are here because they were there. We stand on their shoulders, and we stand l'dor v'dor. That means from generation to generation. We stand in their trials and tribulations, but we also stand in their joy and their happiness. And may their memories always, always be a blessing to you. So again, December the 15th on Sunday night, FaceTime Live. Just go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be my friend on Facebook, but I hope that you are. Friend me, like me, but you don't have to. You can just go to my Facebook page and just click the link, and you'll find the link on my Facebook page. So just go there, go to Scott Borsky, and you will find me. If you can't find me, just contact me any way that you want. Just Google my name and all my contact information will come up, or direct message me, or call me, or text me. And I'm very, very easy to find. And on that, certainly, we can say amen. The Sunday after that, on December the 22nd, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I am running a special needs Chanukah party for those in our special needs community who have disabilities. You don't have to be Jewish. You don't to come and just have fun and celebrate Chanukah. And I will, I promise, There'll be a TV with the Eagles game on. So don't think you're going to miss the Eagles game. You will see it. But we will be at the E Lounge in Cherry Hill, New Jersey on Route 70. So you can get any of that. But please spread the word to any friends or family or neighbors that you know of who have children, teens, adults who are in our special needs community. It's always, again, a highlight of the year to enjoy and to spend time. There are activities that are catered to their special needs. Lots of food. Don't forget food on Hanukkah. So I look forward to seeing our special needs community on December the 22nd. And on that, certainly we all say, amen. And I wanted to remind you that in this holiday season, there are so many families in our community who are in need. I would highly encourage you at this holiday time to give some of your time, some of your money, but a lot of your heart and time to nonprofit organizations, the charities, the churches, the synagogues that you can help in their time of need, especially in the holidays, especially the children. You cannot be aware enough how many blessings you can provide. And those blessings go from one person to another, and they spread. They spread so quickly. There are so many things in this life that we don't want to spread and become contagious. But giving to others in the holiday season is certainly one of those things we want to be contagious. My Synagogue Without Walls has a special program called Adopt a Family, especially with toys and clothing for children for the holidays. So if you know of any families in your community in Philly, South Jersey, the Delaware Valley, whose children could use some toys and some holiday gifts this season, please contact me again. Just Google my name, Scott Borsky, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y, B-O-R-S-K-Y, and I will speak with you. I will speak with them to see what they need so we all as a community can adopt a family or two or three and make cheer and happiness and joy part of this holiday, as we all say. Amen. And speaking of bringing joy, if you have friends or even yourself who are in an assisted living or nursing facility that does not have holiday music entertainers come in during the holidays, that's what I seem to be doing this time of year every single day. It would be my honor to contact the activities director and go in there to bring holiday music, sitting at the piano while bringing my keyboard if they don't have piano, and do Christmas and do Hanukkah music. It would be my honor. So on that, contact me as well, because we all, music, especially holiday music, is the international language. No matter what religion, background, culture you are, don't we all love Christmas music? Don't we all love Hanukkah music? It brings so much joy, and it just seems to be a part of our soul, a part of our brain, a part of our heart that loves to sing holiday music, especially this time of year when you turn on the radio and there are stations that are 24/7 a Johnny Mathis or the Carpenters or Jimmy Durante or Louis Armstrong singing holiday music. And that certainly is a blessing to all of us, as we all say, amen. So when you woke up this morning, I didn't ask, did you wake up this morning? Because you're listening to the radio or listening to the podcast. So you did wake up this morning. And as a reminder, there are so many who went to bed last night that did not wake up this morning. So each day that you wake up, I want you to say, if it's not part of your conversation with God, and after all, what's another name for a conversation with God? That's simply a prayer. So did you say this morning, dear God, I just want to thank you for everything. Say that with me. Dear God, I just want to thank you for everything. And you just shouldn't say it in the morning. You should say it 100 times a day. It takes a second. There are thousands of seconds in each day. You need to take at least one of them to thank God. Let's say that again. There are so many. I'm trying to calculate that in my head. I just can't. But somebody here knows how many seconds are in each day. But just take one of them to say thank you. Thank you to God. And it's best to do that as soon as you wake up in the morning, because it sets in motion where God says, oh, he's speaking to me. Oh, she is talking to me. I will set the motions, the wheels going in her or his day so they can have the blessings each and every day. And don't forget, as we always say, there are things that you take for granted that so many other people are praying for. So if you thank God for them in the morning, that just brings the blessings to all in your circle of love and your circle of life, as we all say, amen. We also say amen to our sponsors on this program, that without whom we would not be able to be on the air or on podcasts. We thank Bonnie and her wonderful staff at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, PA, Bucks County, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best clothing in formal department, best clothing for any man or boy in your family or even you. And just don't even take my word for it. Take the word of contest after contest, of best of after best of. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, Bonnie one for the Men's and Boys Store Best of Formal Department and Best of the Men's Department in the Jewish Exponent of Greater Philadelphia for 2024. And they win year after year. So many awards. And they are currently stocked completely in every department for all your winter clothing needs, and they are getting in every single day, both in the men's and boys' departments, suits and sports coats and khaki sportswear, shoes too, for all your winter family get-togethers, your business get-togethers, your holiday family get-togethers. You got your bar mitzvahs, your confirmations, first holy communions, and every event in life. And custom tailoring too. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years, they are presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center, again at 320 York Road. Give Bonnie and her wonderful staff a call at 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060, or just stop in, go to their Facebook page, see their hours and see their specials, see what they have gotten in. Tuxedo sales and rentals for all your holiday charity events and winter cruises and formal occasions. Bonnie is simply the best. And let me remind you, you don't have to live in Bucks County to go there. Whenever I go there, as often as I can, there are folks there from all over the Delaware Valley, Greater Philly, all the suburbs, South Jersey, Central Jersey. They are the best. And when you see Bonnie, give her a big hug and tell her that Cancer Scott says hi. And on her, we all say, amen. I wanted to remind you that the weather is getting cold. And for those who know me, know that I just love to rescue outdoor cats. I love all animals, of course, but so there's a place in my heart that I of cat rescuing and taking care of outdoor cats and indoor cats and cats in general. And I'm always asked, do dogs go to heaven? Because I often run grieving services for those who have lost their furry friends. And by the way, if you want to be part of our grieving pet loss sessions, either in person or online, please contact me and I will send to you all the information. Again, just Google my name and you can find all my information, or go on to any of my social media, wherever you are on social media, I am as well. And at our pet loss sessions, we read poems, we talk about the furry friends, we talk about hope, we share pictures and stories, and I'm often asked, do dogs and cats go to heaven? And the answer of that is a resounding yes. Now, for those of you who read Psalms, I know that all of you do each morning, right? I want you to either go online or go into your book of Psalms and turn to Psalm 36. And in the Christian version of the Psalms, it's Psalm 36, chapter 36, verse 6. In the Hebrew Psalms, it's Psalm chapter 36, verse 7. So either 36:6 or 36:7, and you will see these words: "You, Lord, preserve both people and animals." You, Lord, preserve both people and animals, which means that people and animals live on forever, which means, of course, they go to heaven. So if you are looking forward to ever seeing your cats and dogs again, let your heart not be troubled. In many, 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 120 years from now, when we all go to heaven, all dogs and cats will greet us with open arms, I should say, open paws. So the answer to that, of course, is yes, and yes, and yes, as we all say, amen. As we come to the end of 2024 and go into 2025, I wanted to remind you that I know that a lot of you who are listening to this program on the radio live or on podcasts or on links that I post on social media are just a little bit stuck on your road to God. And if you're not ready to move closer to God yet, if you're not ready for God yet, you know what? That's okay. Just keep an open mind as we go into the new year. There's no amount of prayer time you have to have each day. There's no amount of times you have to go to services. There's no amount of miles you have to move to God. You go at your own pace. There is no right or wrong prayers. There's no right or wrong things to converse to God with. You go at your own pace. But just keep moving. As we used to say, keep on trucking. And if you need any guidance, any help with that, please contact me in any way that you want. It would be my honor and privilege to speak with you as we go in to this wonderful holiday season of 2024 and wonderful new year of 2025. But how do you keep moving? What is the best way to keep moving? And that, my friends, is as soon as you wake up in the morning. Instead of grabbing your phone right away and going on to Facebook, going on to Instagram, going on to TikTok, instead of seeing what your friends are posting first thing in the morning, see what God is doing first thing in the morning. Instead of texting somebody, "Hey, what's for breakfast? What's going on?" Right? See what God is doing in the morning. Talk to God. And talking to God is simply, as we always say, a prayer. There's no right way and there's no wrong way. So in other words, first thing in the morning, instead of grabbing your phone, leave it there. Your phone's not going anywhere. Facebook is not going anywhere. Twitter, or as we call it now, X, is not going anywhere. Open your eyes. Talk to God. Say, "Thank you, God. This is the day the Lord has made." The truth is that God is better at listening than all the ones we are unlimitedly texting. Let's say that again. God is better at listening than all the ones we are texting over and over again, as we all say, amen. Give thanks to God, not only in the private meditation of your own heart, as we often call that still small voice, but pray in public. I cannot tell you how many times in that George Washington proclamation of Thanksgiving is we should give thanks. Read it. Go online and just type in George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation, and you will see that he said that we should have public Thanksgiving. And in this holiday season, we should pray in public. It doesn't have to be out loud, but for example, when you're in a restaurant and you're about to eat, you could do it quietly, but do it, say thank you, God, for this food. There are so many who don't have it, and I appreciate the ability and the blessing that I have this food. When you are shopping, let's say you're going to get clothing, thank you, God, for the ability that I have a job and I have the finances that I can purchase clothing. Or thank you, God, that I have the ability, that I have an occupation that allows me the blessing of buying toys for my children. Pray in public. Pray often. It'll make your heart grow 10 times, just like the Scrooge, right? So pray in public. Do it 100, 1,000 times a day. On that, certainly we can all say amen. And if there's one thing I can leave you with this morning, is that, you know, I always have like a little sentence that you could write on a sticky note and put it somewhere that you look at 100 times a day, on the refrigerator, on the bathroom mirror. And here it is: pray instead of worry. Praying just fills up all the spaces in your body and mind and soul that would otherwise be taken up by worrying. If you pray so much that you fill up all the spaces in your heart, mind, and soul, there will be no place for worrying. And on that, of course, we can all say amen. So have a blessed Sunday, a blessed week, and as we always, always say, pray more, worry less.